Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the How to Start Today podcast. This is your host, William Coles, and I just want to thank you again for taking your time to join me and listen to what I have to say on here. And I really appreciate you guys. I've been getting so much love lately, and it's been helping a lot of people, and I'm like super excited and super grateful. This podcast is going to be about leadership and my thoughts on it and what I do daily. Or I try my best to do on a daily basis to become a better leader. And I hope it helps you guys. I hope it encourages you guys. And I hope it blesses your life and expands your life. So this is going to be part one of the podcast. So hope you guys stay tuned. Let me know your thoughts. Also, you can follow me on Instagram on how to start today. All right, so the topic today is going to be leadership. And I'm just going to go over some things that I've learned over the years from my mentors and books and conferences and just life experience. And I'm going to break this down just a little bit and share some things that I do every day and how I've expanded my life and were able to thrive in a lot of different situations. And I think it's due to leadership. I think leadership is such a broad topic, and I just want to kind of simplify it because it's definitely key to your life and in your relationships and things that you want to accomplish in life. So, start off with the definition. I believe the definition of influence is coming, and I got this definition from John Maxwell, and I've definitely agreed with him over the years. Leadership is influence, nothing less, nothing more. Influence. And if you have influence over a person, a group of people, or someone like yourself, you're the leader. You're the leader of that group. If you have influence with that group of people, that's leadership. People want to follow you. People trust you. People value what you say and do. And so the question is, how do I become a leader? How do I become a leader in my workplace? How do I become a leader in my house if you're a parent? How do I be a leader to my spouse or my partner or person I'm talking to? How do I be a leader in my own life, my personal life? And I believe the key to that is adding value to yourself and adding value to others. And what basically adding value means is like, are you lightening the load, the burden of someone else or yourself? Think about that. So, if you want to be a leader, it's all about influence. And how do you gain influence over someone or a group of people? Is you add value to them and you serve them. And that's the key. So you take it back this way. Leadership is influence, and how you gain influence is by adding value. And I'm just gonna break this down a little bit. So the first step is learning how to lead yourself, how to add value to yourself. You have to do that first, because in my previous podcast, I said you cannot give what you don't have. And I've been learning that throughout my life is I can't help people with self-care if I don't do self-care with their emotional things, with practical things. I need to do it myself. I need to add value to myself. I need to take care of myself so that I'm able to, it's just an overflow of, over of self, self-care. So if I'm taking care of my mental space, I'm taking care of my relationship, my finances, I'm able to share that with you. So leading yourself is so important. Are you getting up on time? Are you being true to your word? Are you treating yourself? Are you celebrating small wins? That's adding value to yourself. Serve yourself every day. That's my goal, is to serve myself every day. Am I waking up on time? Am I, washing my face? Am I drinking water? Am I walking for 30 minutes a day? Add value to yourself. Next thing is serve someone every day. I think that's adding value to yourself. Serve someone. Add value every single day. And just be intentional. Be intentional every day. So this is what I'm going to do today. This is what I'm going to do today. I'm not leaving it by chance. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to rest. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to eat. I'm going to study. I'm going to work. I'm going to hang out with my best friends. I'm going to talk to my best friends. I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to hang out with my sister. I'm going to fly here. I'm going to fly there. Be intentional. And what I've observed that is this. The happiest people are not always the most successful people, but they're the ones who serve the best. So a lot of times, I know a lot of wealthy people that are not happy, but it's hard to find somebody that serves people on a constant basis that are not happy. Everybody I've seen that are serving people, they're always happy. Service to others is the ultimate happiness. That's self-fulfillment of like, hey, I help somebody grow. I help somebody develop. Or I just said, hi, hey, I love your hair. You just made them smile. You made their day. That's adding value. And then now that transfers to influence. And I will tell you this, this will happen when you add value and you look to serve and add value to people, is you will be inconvenienced quite often. And you have to be okay with that. And that's a process. Because when you serve people, they're not always going to do things on your time and the way you would do it and listen to you all the time. And you have to be okay with being inconvenienced when you serve others, because you're giving yourself. You're giving a piece of yourself. And I'm going to save this for part two, is learning the balance to that and learning how to manage that. And that's something I'm learning, how to manage that. So we'll save that for part two of three. But I wanted to tell you these five things that I do every day that helps me thrive in every situation that I've been in, almost every situation I've been in, and put me in a position where I am now in my life and in my career and in my business. It's one, I value people every day. I value people every day. Two, every day I think of ways to add value to people. I literally say, okay, this is what I'm doing today. Remember I said, hey, you're going to be intentional. If I'm going to meet my best friend, like, oh, what about, like, oh, I'm going to meet him? Oh, what could I do to add value to him? What could I do to add value to her or this group of people? That's what I'm always looking at every single day. Every day I look for ways to add value. Every day I do things that add value to people. So I not only think about it and I look for ways, I actually do those things. So I made that phone call, or I ordered some flowers, or I picked up food, or, you know, I put that invoice, I paid someone on time. I do those things intentionally. And not every day, but this is most days when I'm in a good mood, you know, and I'm feeling good. And even sometimes when I'm not in a good mood, I'm looking to add value. So these are just some things that I do every day. And number five is every day I encourage others to add value to people. And that's so key, because it just reaffirms what I'm doing. Say, hey, you want to add value? Go add value to somebody. Go say hi. Go let somebody, you know, pass on the road. You know, let them go first. You know, don't cut someone off. You know, go wash the dishes if you're staying at someone's house. Or, you know, make your bed. You know, go take out the trash. You know, little things. It don't have to be big things. Little things. And that's something that I want to share with you guys about leadership, is adding value. Service over status. Think about that. Service over status. The money will come. But you really desire is influence. If you can have influence over people, you can lead them. People want to be led by you. They will listen to you. They will value what you say. And the only way to do that is by adding value. So do those five things every day and your life will change. I promise you that. And I'll break down like the other things in part two about balancing those things and learning how to manage your energy and, you know, learning, because I'm learning these things too. So I want to share with you guys what I've been learning. So I hope that helped on leadership. I hope that kind of gave you a better idea of leadership and value and influence. So if you have any questions, please email me at howtostarttoday@gmail.com, or you could DM me on Instagram on howtostarttoday. Hope you guys have a beautiful day and week and the rest of your month. Continue to thrive, continue to seek to add value to others, and you will be a person of influence. Thank you. Bye.